Leia checked the tactical display and saw that the ChaseX squadron was continuing to accelerate after the Falcon, while the Regal and its escorts were fanning out to spread their turbo laser fire.
"I think that's a negative," Leia replied. "We don't know who that is behind us, but so far they don't look very friendly."
"Very well. We'll cover your descent and assess our options later. Keep us informed."
"Affirmative,"
Leia said. She hadn't felt her granddaughter's presence aboard the Falcon, but that wasn't surprising. After the close call on Clatooine, she had been working with Alana on concealment techniques, and that included hiding her presence in the Force.
"We'll let you know as soon as we find her."
The Falcon started to shudder and slew in the thickening atmosphere, and then a warning buzzer announced that the hull temperature had climbed into the failure zone. Tongues of white flame appeared in the orange glow outside, flakes of corroded metal starting to disintegrate in the heat. Han had no choice but to swing away from the ChaseX squadron and decrease their dive angle. He pulled the throttles back, using the repulsor lift drives to slow their descent. R2-D2 tweeted an alert, and lock alarms began to screech almost instantly.
"See if you can get a friend or foe ID on those ChaseXs, R2,
Leia ordered. She activated the intercom.
"Brace for battle back there. Ramud and Huli, go weapons live, but don't initiate. Amelia, if you're not on the flight deck and..."
"I'm coming!"
A small voice shouted from the back of the access tunnel.
"Be patient. Dad just called a minute ago."
"That's because we didn't know you were aboard."
Leia turned to find her granddaughter scurrying down the corridor with Angie padding along beside her. Dressed in an insulated jumpsuit, Alana was coated from head to foot in various colors of grease. Leia pointed at the empty seat across from Jake.
"You have a lot of explaining to do, young lady."
"I already explained,"
Alana said. She climbed into the seat and began to buckle herself in.
"You just didn't listen back on the Dragon Queen."
"Because we're your parents," Han said. "We don't need to listen."
"That's a bunch of poo-doo,"
Alana shot back.
"You're the one who's always saying you can't let other people tell you what to do."
"We're not other people," Han replied. "We're supposed to tell you what to do. That's our job."
Alana rolled her eyes, then looked to Leia.
"I had a vision,"
she said.
"Just like on..."
She glanced over at Jake, clearly uncertain of how much to let slip in front of a Jedi she didn't know very well.
"We'll finish this discussion later,"
Leia said, turning forward again.
"Right now, we need to figure out whether those starfighters on our tail are friends or..."
R2-D2 interrupted with a sharp whistle, and a single word scrolled across the co-pilot's display.
"Foe. Blowa,"
Leia said.
"You're sure?" "The probability is 93.4%,
R2-D2 reported.
"The task force is commanded by Admiral Paolo, a graduate of the Galactic Alliance Space Academy."
"The Galactic Alliance Space Academy?" Leia repeated.
"Not the New Republic?"
R2-D2 emitted an affirming whistle.
"Thank you, R2,
Leia said, seeing the problem. The Galactic Alliance Space Academy was only 3 years old. That meant an officer who had graduated from it would be no higher than a lieutenant commander. She opened a channel to the Lady Warby.
"Lady Warby, the good news is that we found that stowaway. She's sitting right behind me in fine condition."
"That is good news,"
Terran replied.
"What's the bad news?"
"Do you see that task force pursuing us?"
"Of course. Are they a problem?"
"They still haven't hailed us," Leia said. "And we're pretty sure their commander isn't one of ours."
"I see."
Terran went silent for a moment, then said,
"We can't do much about the ChaseX squadron, but we'll give the cruiser and her escort something to worry about."
"Thank you," Leia said. "That would be a great deal of help."